Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK.
BlogTalkRadio.com, the English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, my panellist and my wingman tonight is Dave Agador Milner. Before I pass it over to Dave, I'd like to say welcome to the English Defence League radio show with yourself. That's me, Jeff, Spider Mitchell, and Dave Agnew-Milner. Tonight we will be discussing the upcoming Didsbury demonstration, the 1st of October, which I think is tomorrow. And we were talking just before the show, myself and Dave, and we thought it was rather strange that unless it is a regional demonstration, that's the only thing that we could think about it being on a weekday. It's normally, as most of you great listeners out there have, for Souls and Angels and people that follow what we do. But, you know, we sometimes, if you're having a regional, maybe that's that was the best time. There was a reason behind it. But we'll find out more after tomorrow, exactly the reasoning behind it. So there you go. But anyway, as I say, not only that, we've got a few things we'll be discussing this evening. A lot of things go on in a week, as most of you know. And we've had lots of news. We, Dave was talking about just before we come to air, things that's been going on in the United States, things that's been going on in other parts of the world, massive earthquakes and tsunamis, and it's terrible because there's a loss of life and that, and you know, in the Philippines, and that has just been unbelievable. But anyway, getting ahead of myself. Dave, good evening and welcome to the radio show tonight, mate. And I hope you are well, my dear friend.
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening to you. Good evening to everybody in the UK. And good afternoon to everybody in the United States. You know what, man? I forgot something here. Let's do this. Yeah,
We've done that for a while. That's great, Dave.
Got out of the habit of it. You know, well, the thing is, just want to tell the listeners, Leslie's going to be working a bit.
You can't play that
so.
When we've got a lady that's joining us, or if Jan's joining us, so
yeah.
It's just me and you. We can play that, can't we? But,
yeah, it's just the lad
who
can play it,
I mean, my goodness me, we've got so many people, so many things that's gone on this week, hasn't there, mate? So many things. Got to thank you, Dave, for the slides today, and of course the script and that, and everything that you do. So, and I've got to thank Jan for different links that she puts into our Facebook page. And yourself, Dave, you know, the work that you do, and everybody that... That looks at our website and checks out things, because it's always a busy place to go. I mean, that's it. It's very popular. Our website is very popular, Barry. Very proud of that and the way it works so well. People want information, they can just go there, and we've got a forum there. Some people like forums. I'm not into the forums myself personally. I prefer to be on the radio wave doing what we do, Dave, than being in forums. We've all got our own place, and we've got our own way that we do things. And I don't know if you like forums or not, Dave, but there's a good one. There's a good forum on the EDL. But it's just something that I'm not really into. It's like I'm not into Twitter either. I'm just saying,
And it really depends on...
Oh, yeah, you have
on,
to see that. It's just come up there, Dave. It's,
Watch the show, the Fox show, Red Eye, back in the day, and we had a whole Twitter group there of people, and, you know, there was just quite a bit of fun and affection between us, but that show came and went, and, you know, a lot of us are still... You still get together and just kind of see how each other's doing on the
Twitter once in a while, you know, but it's weird when you, it's weird when you've done this internet thing, you know, for 26, close to 27 years, like I have, you know, how things come and go. And we have the,
it's amazing how the time does go by, Dave, isn't it? Think about it, mate. 27 years, you know, and you remember the days of the old computer, Dave, my goodness, mate. Big clunky and everything, weren't they? But it was our baby at the time. But it was a big baby, wasn't it? You remember that? I had the original, I don't know about you, Dave, but I had the original. I had a Sinclair, one of those Sinclair computers. And then I had an Amstrad. I got an Amstrad, which was very popular at the time. And I started to learn how to, you know, do the to write things on the computer, this, that, and the other. And I didn't even know about emails back in the day. You know, emails was just coming. It was just something that people talked about. But it's just amazing now the way it's off the scale now where email is concerned. But anyway, Dave, that's me. That was the way it was back in my day.
When I first started on the internet, it was I just happened to be working at the University of Texas at Austin, and you know, I started using their own Unix cluster into the internet. It was all text, and like you say, you know, it was communication was through email or the news groups that they had then. Again, all text and the forums. It was Internet Relay Chat, which was invented by the Finns in 1980. But for me, it was December 1991 when I started. And, you know, it's just grown. And now, of course, we have this forum where we can talk instead of type. So that's what we do. And, you know, we try and disseminate information this way. It's all changing, and, you know, we will roll with the changes.
Well,
but,
just move forward, didn't it, though? I mean, when you look at Skype, the way that we can just chat over Skype, the quality, video quality, or when we're looking, watching, you know, each other, it's so clear, it's so good to what it used to be, clicky and, blocks. Do you remember that? It's a bit like watching the moon thing, wasn't it? You know, it was all slow and all that. Just to let you know, and a big wave to Colleton. Colleton has joined us this evening. So, Colleton, good to have you here, buddy. We're just talking about Didsbury, which is tomorrow, Colby. And I don't know much about what's going on there, but it just seems that there hasn't been too much media about it for some unknown reason. And let me see, my eyes are really bad, Dave. It's just writing. Also, guess who's joining us as well, Dave? Smokey's joining us as well. Give me a big wave there, Smoke. Good to see you,
well,
brother.
Buddy.
And Cole,
well.
Dave, shall we give them both a gold star, eh? Shall we spoil them, Dave, eh? What do you reckon, mate?
Looking forward to
Dave, I'll pass you these two gold stars. Yeah, just freshly off the they were minted just the other day. So Dave, if you'd like to pass one to Smokey and one to Colleton, and then they'd be happy bunnies, wouldn't they?
Smokey's program, time to wind down at 8:30 p.m. Eastern this time. That's 1:30 a.m. in the UK. Looking forward to this because it's going to be another list of my songs. So everybody who gets in the plenty of time to to distribute the hate, yeah, it should be good. It should be
it's
fun.
It's nice to
and,
have a cool down. It's nice to play a bit of music, chill out, You know, have a little talk, a little chat. It's nice, isn't it? That sort of a thing, isn't it? Oh, I'll just drop my bloody roll-ups on the floor. Dave, what am I doing?
No, a lot of my good friends are on it.
Yeah, we got a video, didn't we? We wanted to play, Dave. I'll put it in the chat room, by the way. I don't know if you want to play it. That was Tommy Robinson talking to Katie Hopkins, correct, Dave?
Yeah, all I wanted to really do, Jeff, because it's a half hour video, and you know I didn't want to take up a third of our show with it, but it's a half hour long video. Tommy Robinson. It was recorded on the 26th, and the title of it, if you want to go looking for it on YouTube, Tommy Robinson tells Katie Hopkins, "I'm going to be put back in prison." And it's a good video. has put the link in.
I've got an idea, Dave. What about this? We can use it on two sections. Maybe we'll play the first 15 minutes, and then we can have a little chat about the first 15, and then maybe we can then play the second part. What do you reckon, Dave? 15 minutes first, and then we might just have a catch-up on what they were discussing and what we think about it, and then we'll... do the second part, and that'd be, I think that's the best way to do it, and so is that we can, take in different things that Katie and Tommy have to talk about. So, Dave, it's up to you, pal.
You know what, Jeff, I can do that, for the show on Thursday and Sunday. I can pull it down and split it in half. And we can do it that way if that's how you'd like to do it, and then we can just go from there. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, well, it's up to you, Dave. As I'll say, we could have we can do that. Then that's no problem, whatever. So well, what do you reckon, Dave? We'll do that. Then we'll do it on a Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll start it up. We'll do the first part on Thursday and the second part on next Sunday, and that way we'll have a little bit of discussion. It'll be about 15 minutes a pop, so it should be good. And until then, there's the video that's recommended, it was a fairly good video, so. Yeah, I think people will like it. I think people will enjoy the will enjoy it when they get to hear it on our show. Now I'm going to hand you, Jeff, something from the Evening Standard here. you know that there's been a big controversy about about Tommy Robinson getting into UKIP. And a lot of it seems to swirl around, one of our favorites, Nigel Farage, and Gerard Batten, who heads up UKIP, of course. I'm going to give you that there in your Skype. And I find this one very interesting. I don't know if you'd like to read this one or if you'd like me to, but this was put out on the 21st of September. Okay.
Just copying the link, and then I'll just put it in the chat. So bear with me a second. Okay. Here we go.
That's a good picture.
Yeah. Okay. And... Smokey, sorry, just stop me in my tracks, Dave. Smokey says, R.I.P. Bob Evers.
I don't know enough
about this. Smokey, would you like to elaborate a little bit? Or Dave, do you know about...
Smokey, you can call in with this if you want to, man. Sadly, Jeff, I was kind of expecting something like this because we hadn't heard from Bob in weeks. He was a regular in the chat room here at EDL Radio, and he was also a regular on Smokey's program, and we just stopped hearing from him. So
he was a good man.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely devastated because to be honest with you, Smokey, I haven't been much on Facebook lately, and my apologies. And this is just snuck me off my perch because it don't seem that long ago that we had Bob sitting in here with us and myself and you, Dave, and he's always there, or he's always at Kel's show, and always at other people's shows. I'm just rather shocked, Dave. I'm really saddened. I liked Bob Evers. I liked what he had to say. And if that is the case, my deepest thoughts and prayers is a go out to his family and everybody that knew Bob, because we thought a lot of Bob, didn't we? I mean, he was part of our circle, part of the Blog Talk radio circle, our family, and he was always there and thereabouts, and sadly, he's going to be missed. You know, he's going to be missed, and I know how Belle must be feeling, because she thought the world of Bob as well, most of us did, eh? Absolutely devastated, Dave. It all stopped in my tracks. But when I see that come up there, oh my God, it's terrible. Smokey, that's thank you for informing me. I mean, I didn't know the passing of Bob. But he's not going to be missed. I mean, and used to see him a lot on Vito and Al's show, and on most of the Blog Talk radio circuits as well. And as I say, this is a big shock to me. I don't know when he passed or whatever, Dave or Smokey, but we'll never forget you, buddy. Wherever you might be, we know you're in a good place there, buddy. We'll never forget you, and thank you for sharing your life with us. Just in little ways, and just coming on, being in the part of the chat room, and like most radio hosts, we'll miss a good person in the chat, because you said something to talk about Bob Evers, and I know how much Kel thought of Bob as well, and she's going to miss him. Anyway, Dave, I'm going to pass it back to you because there's not a lot I can say. I'm just shocked, actually. Yeah. We have got a story.
Before you do the story, I'd like to do something. This is I want to play a little tune. It's not very long. This is a tune that Bob requested that we play. Some time ago, I went down and I found it and I uploaded it into the studio, and it's kind of a fun tune in a way, but that's the way Bob was, and I think that's the way he'd like to be. Jeff, I'd like to go ahead and play this. It's about 2 minutes and 20 or so seconds long.
As we listen to it, we'll be thinking about dear friend, and it'll always be in our thoughts and prayers. So, Dave, over to you, buddy.
Bob, this is for you, man.
Morning, it's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. When I get up right, I'm gonna walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. The siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town, and no one blinks an eye, and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. Matter, a the angels parted for her. She only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning ball. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth, but I just stand by and I wait my time. They say you got it, so the line they want the wall and not the one. But when I see the signs, I jump on that lightning ball. And chances, people tell you not to take chances. I'm gonna tell you that there aren't any answers. And I was starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning ball. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning ball. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth. Flying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said and then she fled in the path of a lightning ball.
That's for you, Bob. That lightning bolt.
Exactly. Right, I actually, Smokey put an obituary in there and I'd like to read this out. This is Robert Bob Evers. Fort Myers, Robert Bob Evers of Fort Myers, Florida, age 68, passed away on August the 13th, 2018, in Fort Myers, Florida. I didn't know he was in Florida, actually lived there. Born in Bridgeport, CT. Bob loved sports. He was a gifted basketball player at Staples High School, 67, in Westport, as well as a fine amateur golfer and an avid Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. Bob attended USC and served in the U.S. Navy, God bless you, with postings in Cuba and the Philippines. He was an early computer geek and had been a keen interest in history, especially World War II and the Vietnam War. Most recently, Bob and his father ran the Evers Insurance Agency in Fort Myers, Florida. Bob leaves behind his brother and sister, Fred of West Newbury, MA, and Else Kingbury of Great Falls, VA. Plus three generations of nieces and nephews. In passing, Bob joined his beloved mother, Doris Evers, father, Fred, and sisters, Beth Studer, and Judy Hopkins. No doubt they are having a grand reunion. The family will hold a private service. Donations may be made in Bob's name to the American Heart Association. Info 239-334-4480. And of course, that's a local number there. So, thank you, Smokey, for passing that obituary along and putting it in the chat room. Yeah, there you go. I didn't realise. I don't know why I always thought Bob was younger than me. I didn't realise. Oh, it's it's just shocking to think that we're not going to, you know, have Bob around like he was. And of course, I remember him sort of asking, "Oh, can you play a tune?" wasn't that long ago? Was it, Dave? A couple of months, wasn't it? Something like that.
It was less than a year ago. You know, I'd say it was about 8 months or so ago, and I'd never heard it. But people, that was, if you want to find it, that was Jake Bugg, B-U-G-G, with Lightning Bolt, if you want to find that song. I'd never heard it, you know, and I thought, oh, okay. It's a pretty good tune. In fact,
oh, I'm sure I heard
Smokey,
it, maybe that's when you played it that time. But I'm sure I heard it. I've heard it before down a pipe somewhere along the lines. It's just a tune that it's catchy, and it's one that if you've heard before, it's one that sticks in your mind. So I do slightly remember it, but maybe it's for the time that it was played. I don't know, you know what I mean? But anyway, I'm going to be sadly missed not having him in our chat rooms and doing what he loved doing, listening, and being a part of the setup with not just our radio show, but with Kells and other, you know, been a part of other radio hosts' chat rooms as well. So, I don't know what else to say, Dave. But
you know what, Jeff? I got to say, man, you know, it is going to be a loss for everybody. You know, as far as, you know, he always had, you know, good remarks and things to make in the chat rooms and whatnot. And I can't, I say I agreed with 100% of them all. I think Smokey knows what I'm talking about, but,
That's it. We all got our own opinions, and, some of them don't agree with, one opinion to another, and vice versa, but most of the time it was all good-natured with Bob, wasn't it? You know, it was all good stuff and something that we could talk about and nice to share with some of his thoughts that was going on there. But he was his own person. That's what I liked about Bob Evans. And it's a bit like Collerton and Smokey. Everybody's their own individual type of a person with different things in their lives and that. And so there you go. Once again, we lose one of our great, awesome patriots and veteran as well. So, sad. But yeah, no, what do you do, though? Time and time catches up with us, and none of us are fallible. We're all mortal, aren't we, Dave? We're all mortal, and you know. None of us know, do we? None of us know what tomorrow will bring. But sadly, we say goodbye to a good friend and a great person in the chat room. And it seemed he'd done a lot in his life. And that says a lot, doesn't it, for a person. And he had a bit of... He had great humour as well, didn't he? And different things he said. And that's the things like that catch me, because I like having a little bit of a chuckle with different things people say. Sometimes I just look and I just roar with laughter, you know what I mean? But then this is one of those...
Yeah, we're going to have to chat the news
anyway,
again.
God bless
you,
Bob.
She loved it.
We'll all meet again one day, brother. All of us.
That we will.
We had a story, which I want to come back to the chat and talk about. That comes from the standard. We were going to say that, didn't it? This is it's already in the chat room, guys. And, of course, this, as Dave said, it comes from the Evening Standard. And the headline is that UKIP leader Gerard Batten hits back at Nigel Farage. Just bear with me. Just read that again. UKIP leader Gerard Batten hits back at Nigel Farage as party's Tommy Robinson row deepens. The story continues. UKIP leader Gerard Batten has hit out at Nigel Farage after he criticised the party over its support of, once again, far-right activist Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson's not far-right. Oh, my God, that's what really annoys me. Former leader Mr Farage said he was really upset by the prospect of Mr. Robinson being allowed to join UKIP as its annual conference kicked off in Birmingham. But Mr. Batten retaliated by saying his predecessor should be a little bit more careful about criticising me when he himself has shared platforms with right-wing German Party Alternative for Deutschland. The UKIP leader confirmed that he would approve of party membership for Mr. Robinson, and good on him. And I will make comments after, and you know, I think you know what I'm like, Dave. He also defended his appearance at a recent demonstration by the Democratic Football Lads Alliance, insisting he was not an anti-Muslim. It was not an anti-Muslim rally. It was really for justice for women and children victims of sexual abuse. Following the rally, Mr. Farage said Mr. Batten should be careful what company he keeps. And on Thursday, the former UKIP leader said the party was in danger now unless it changes direction very, very quickly of total and utter marginalisation. But Mr. Batten told Sky News, Nigel is friends with Donald Trump, who a lot of people like to call names. Nigel has gone to speak on platforms with Alternative for Deutschland, who a lot of people don't like and call names. He's entitled to do that because they are democratic parties, and I am entitled to speak at rallies organised by people who believe in democracy. I think maybe he should be a little bit more careful about criticising me because he has done the same things. Okay. Mr. Robinson would not be admitted to UKIP in the near future because it would require changes to the party's rules, said Mr. Batten. But he added, that's something I would personally approve of. But it's a matter for the party. It's their decision, not mine. I don't happen to think that Tommy Robinson is far right. Mr. Batten denied taking UKIP to the far right, saying, for the last 25 years, myself and everyone else in the UKIP has worked to restore our country's former status and independent democratic nation. This government, by our politicians, elected by us, sackable by us, in accordance with our traditional laws and customs and constitution. If that makes you far right, I think whoever thinks that has got a very strange idea about what constitutes far right. Bear with me while I go down the page. Okay, insisting that he was opposed to a totalitarian ideologies. He said, if you're okay at any country in the world where Islam is predominant, they are either very repressive regimes, or they are regimes that are in conflict internally. I think that's something we have to be very wary of. Yeah, the ideology of the religion does actually traditionally throughout its history make sex slaves legitimate. Their prophet had sex slaves. It's in the Hadith and in the Quran. It's a tradition that it's okay to do. Mr. Batten has said he wants to use the two-day conference in Birmingham to present the party as a true populist alternative. He unveiled an interim manifesto, including plans for an NHS health card, entitling British citizens to free medical treatment. Non-Britons would require private medical insurance unless post-Brexit UK had done a reciprocal deal with their government. Other pledges include turning the UK Border Force into a migration control department with a remit to exclude extremist Muslims and a five-year ban on property purchases by foreign nationals in designated areas. Mr. Batten, let me go on to say, Mr. Batten said the package was aimed at helping the people who form the backbone of Britain, ordinary workers and taxpayers, the unemployed who would like to work, and small and medium-sized business owners. He added, its purpose is to make UKIP a populist party in the real meaning of the word, one whose policies are popular with voters. UKIP's electoral fortunes have waned since the vote in favour of Brexit at the EU referendum in June 2016. After Mr. Farage stepped down as leader after a second term in September 2016, Dian James, Paul Nuttall and Henry Bolton have all led the party for short periods before quitting for various reasons. At the general election a year later, the party secured 1.8% of the vote, down from 12.6% at the 2015 general election, and failed to win a single seat at Westminster. Mr. Batten will address the event at Birmingham's International Convention Centre on Friday. The conference will see an address of freedom of speech by online activist Count Dankula, who under his real name is Mark Meacham, who was fined £800 earlier this year for filming a pet dog giving Nazi salutes and posting the footage online, which is absolutely pathetic, it was. And, Dave, that is it, mate. That is it. That's the story. And, God, Dave, I'll let you have your first
Okay, yeah, you'll have the first bite at it. Well, you know what? I mean, what impresses me, I have to say, about Batten is that he is a truth teller. You know, I mean, he points out the truth about Islam. You know, the fact that Muhammad kept sex slaves, and again, it's in the hadiths, it's in the Quran. This isn't, guys, you know, if you're listening to this and you're going, oh, these are just a bunch of righties and they're haters and all this stuff. No, this is in the Islam's so-called holy writings. It's in there. And you know, you have people in Islam who want to live like Muhammad did. You know, now, Christians want to live like Jesus did. Okay. So we try to emulate at least partly the way that Jesus lived, okay? You know, but in Islam, they try to live the way Muhammad did. Now, the only problem with that is that Muhammad was basically a desert raider and a slave trader, and yes, he did have sex slaves, and he did have sex with what we would consider to be underage girls. You know, this is
condoned rape as well. Let's not forget, Dave, that one time when his so-called followers was raping the girls from a village, the women from a village, and they said to one of them walked up and said to their so-called prophet, you know, but you know, like birth control, pulling out, whatever. And he said, no, just continue. It's what Allah would want. And basically, that was his whole thing of where rape. That's why rape is never mentioned in the Quran. That is why it's not mentioned in the Hadith, because it was condoned by their so-called prophet. Look at the difference of their prophet to the teachings of Jesus Christ and the way that he led his life and the way that this desert raider led his life. In total yep. different chalk and cheese, Dave. Isn't it? Chalk
well,
and
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah,
you know,
look at
the,
it, you know. This is what they used to call ethnic cleansing. If you look at it, this is what they called, you know, during the, you know, the conflict in Bosnia. You know, this is what they called used to call ethnic cleansing. And this is what Muhammad advocated back in the day. Because, again, you know, it makes more Muslims. I mean, Tim Burton, who was with this show for years, used to say, and no doubt still says, that the only thing Islam is good for is for making more Islam. And you see it in this approach. So, you know, in my opinion, Gerard Batten is, in his way, you know, as almost as brave as Tommy Robinson is. I mean, he hasn't been to prison as Tommy Robinson has, but he does go out there and speak the truth. And it's a truth that the lefties and the spineless righties don't want to hear, but it is the truth. And I like the idea that he's prepared to you know help change party rules to let Tommy Robinson in. And Farage, frankly, is just out there scamming for votes and things like that. We've heard Farage's. You know how Farage feels about things, and he's ready to turn over. You know, and if I were Farage, I wouldn't say anything about the company anybody else keeps because he's now covering, you know, quite honestly, for the very people that are covering up for these rape gangs. You know, and that's you know that's why the guy just makes me livid, Jeff. And I'm not even from the UK. So,
he just said if we had anything to do with Islam and us, we'd lose against Islam. And I thought, what a defeatist arsehole. What a defeatist.
Right.
How dare he? How dare he talk like that? There's people out there who put their lives on the line to protect our country. Him, he would bend over and take it sideways any bloody way. It just shows you what he's all about. A part of the elite.
Right.
And it makes me sick. I never used to feel that way about him. But I do now. I really do. He's despicable. And basically, whatever he says, I won't be listening to anything. What he ever says in the future, he can see my middle finger and he can spin on it. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, Bigfoot's joined us. Bigfoot, good to have you here, my dear friend. With his big Blogspot, big. You read it out. Look,
I'll do it. Bigfoot's place at blogspot.com. There you go, Jeff.
There you go. Thank you. I'm really sorry, Big. You know me. I'm terrible, man. Smokey, a comment. He said, Millwall has lost their only United States fan. Come on, Smokey. Bob Evans wasn't the only Millwall fan. You got he's laughing. Yeah, well, we know that he supported Millwall, bless him, like, you know. This is what Smokey goes on to say. He goes, fans at the Chelsea-Liverpool game yesterday were doing the Tommy Robinson chant, could hear it loud and clear on broadcast. How about that, Dave?
Yeah, wow. He was saying that, Jeff. I heard that. I said, and he messaged me with that, and I messaged him back. I said, yeah, you know what? Jeff is going to love that. So there you go, man.
Well, that's it. I mean, Tommy Robinson, he's like a folk hero now. He's like the latter-day Robin Hood, you know? I mean, that's how people look at this young man. I mean, he's not a very tall man, but he's got the heart of a lion, isn't he? And
mm-hmm.
you can't help but like the guy. People that hate him will always hate him, but he's got really great qualities. I do believe, you know, that he's heading in a good direction for future. I mean, come on, he can write any books he wants these days, Dave, and he'll to make sure that his family's, you know, there's money coming in for his family and his and the rest of what goes on. But I think he's if he was he could open up his own political party. I mean, you know, and I think people would just swing to it anyway. I mean, if you kept on going to take this young man on, well, you know, that would really sew it up for them. I mean, they would really, they'd have people coming back in their droves, because a lot of people right away across this country think a lot of Mr. Robinson, all his far-right cobblers. People like myself, other people out there can see that what he says is what we talk about on this show that we've been doing for the last six, getting up to 7 years, Dave. We have not stopped talking about that, and Tommy's been the same. It is that dangerous a position that we find ourselves in right the way, you know, from this side of the pond to your side of the pond, that we got this situation, and it's got to be resolved. We've got to sort this out, because we can't let these people, this dark, evil, satanic cult, take root or any... I mean, look, it has taken root, hasn't it, Dave? Look at the bloody mosques across this country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's got to come together. We've got to stop this bullshit that's going on there and maybe get rid of these people in power and put people, common people, normal people, the people in charge of what goes on. Who comes in our country, who stays out, who we can kick out when they, if they're doing things, the whole family, if they're doing terrorist activities. We should be allowed to do it without a fear of being contradicted by anybody else in the bloody world. This is our country, our nation, and we should be able to do and say as we please. We are sovereign, whether they like it or lump it, it's too bad. That's what I feel about it, Dave. But, because you've seen it yourself over in the States, haven't you, Dave? I mean, my goodness me. It's taking shape in such a way, isn't it?
It's terrible. Jeff, I'm wondering, before we hit the next story, I'm wondering if you'd like to call, you know, because I know you're going to have to call back in. I'm wondering if you'd like me to play a little tune right now so you can do that.
Yeah.
And we'll call back
That'd be absolutely fantastic, mate. I mean, yeah, I was just thinking about that. Because sometimes I don't like going over me time. Cause, well, I don't get charged up too much, but it still adds up if you do cup shows in the cup shows there. And you've gone over a lot of your time. It does at the end when you look at your bill. You think, oh, bloody hell, you know. But no, we'll take that short break and then we'll come back for our second half. Will be the last half of the, or the last third, whatever, Dave.
Okay, guys, I'm going to play a little tune here. You know, it's pretty good, and this is about 3 minutes and 41 seconds long as Jeff calls back in. So please join us back after this tune for the last portion of the EDL radio show.
Friend, don't look to a stranger. not what's intended. These words should come out with no pride to bear.
It's by a one-hit wonder. It's by When in Rome. One of my favorites from the 80s. You know, it's a very nice tune. Yeah. So, there you go. And, welcome everybody back to the show. Yeah.
That was great, Dave. Thank you very much for that. I like these surprises sometimes. But hang about. What's that, Dave?
Yeah. I'll handle this for you.
Come up and something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It gets your attention, you know. it's good still too. But it's if nothing else, it kind of indicates our promise that whatever happens, you know, we're going to be there on the line, you know, trying to spread the truth. So there is that as well. Now. We didn't mean necessarily to make this a Gerard Batten show, but I did find another one that I thought was pretty interesting here.
Dave.
And I'm going to read it now. This was also put out on the 21st, and by Robert Spencer, one of my favorites. This is off of Jihad Watch.
Yeah.
And. Headline is UKIP leader Gerard Batten dares to link Muslim rape gangs to Islam. And because that's the kind of guy he is. Yeah, he's a truth teller. Okay, here we go. Now, why is this even remotely controversial? Because of denial and willful ignorance regarding the Muslim rape gangs' connection to Islam is nigh universal in Britain today. In reality, however, the connection is obvious. One survivor of a Muslim rape gang in the UK said that her rapists would quote Quran to her and believed their actions justified by Islam. The Quran teaches that infidel women can be lawfully taken for sexual use. CF, it's allowed for a man to take captives of the right hand. Quran 4:24. Quran 12, 1 through 6, Quran 33, 50, Quran 70, 30. The Quran says, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to bring down over themselves of their outer garments that is more suitable, that they will be known and not be abused, and ever is Allah forgiving and merciful. This comes again from Quran 33:59. The implication there is that if women do not cover themselves adequately with their outer garments, they may be abused, and that such abuse would be justified. And as I scroll down, Jeff, how often have we heard Muslims in court when their husbands or whatever get convicted of these gang rapes and things, say, well, these girls were all slags, they were all dressing provocatively. I mean, how often have we heard that? And there you go. There's a justification for it. But I'll continue. You get bleeding through our
fans. You're so right, Dave. I mean, everything's justified by their dirty, horrible, satanic book of theirs. It seems very, very sad that we live in a country now what happens to young girls are being raped in that. The so-called politicians don't really want to know, and I want to talk about the poor innocent Muslims who are going to feel the effect of all this that's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's the way that it's always been, and of course we know that our politicians have got dirty hands involved with satanic paedophile rings. We can say that quite openly, even though they don't like it. We don't like us to expose it. Guess what? I will expose it because it's what it is. No wonder you want to cover up for these horrible, despicable acts that goes on, because you've got a lot to cover up for, haven't you? That's it. I mean, as time goes by, more of these cases, more of them are exposed. And there's been a lot of exposés over the last year and a half, 2 years, getting on for. And there's going to be a lot more as the time goes down. We're fed up with the horrible, satanic, dark works going on in our country. You know, I think it's in Arkansas, Dave. You got the Bahamut, the really dark, satanic statue that they put up, and either side of this is a little boy, and one side is a little boy, and then the other side is a little girl. This is all to do with paedophiles, the satanic paedophile global rings. And we've got this similar sort of thing in this country. They parade two statues certain times of the year down one of our Oxford Street. I think it's something like that. Two of these satanic statues, Dave. So it shows you there's dark works going on. And people need to know. They need to know. No wonder they want to have the church out of the country, because they're all involved in satanic rites, aren't they, Dave? It's happening.
It certainly looks like it to me. And, you know, it just shows to go you right there, Jeff. You know, and I'll continue with the story in a moment. But that certainly shows to go you there, Jeff. Certainly shows to go you, though, that this isn't, you know, you gave a good example, because, you know, this, for anybody listening to this that thinks, well, you know, we're fine here in the United States, this isn't going to affect us. This isn't going to touch. This is just over there. No, man, it's not just over there. It's in your face. It's over here now. You know, it's in our neighborhoods. And Obama and the Bushes and a lot of other politicians, gutless, spineless, or just plain evil politicians, were the ones that made sure of that. So, you know, that it is a priority to do something about the presence of Islam. This is from me, not the EDL, in our nations. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead here and finish up reading this story. I just wanted to point that one thing out. And Jeff, you did give a good example there, so we're going to do this here. Okay, now UKIP leader Rajar Batten links sexual grooming to girls of girls to Islam. Sky News, September 21, 2018. UKIP leader Rajar Batten has linked Islam to the industrialized sexual exploitation of girls across the country. The ideology of the religion does actually traditionally throughout its history make sex slaves legitimate. The prophet had sex slaves, he said. Now, you guys can remember this from the last story. Challenged by Sky News presenter Gilliam Joseph, yeah, I've heard of this one before, he replied, it's in the Hadith and in the Quran. It's a tradition that's okay to do. It's a tradition that it's okay to do that. People take their prophet as the model for all time and the perfect human being. What did we just talk about, Jeff? So if he did something, then it's okay for other people to do it. The problem is with the ideology, not individuals. Bam! There you are, guys. I have never attacked individuals. I always talk about the ideology, and the ideology is the problem. There you go. Nothing but net. Okay? Questioned again by the presenter that he was attacking the entire religion of Islam. He said, it does allow their followers to take sex slaves who are not of the same religion. I'm going to scroll down. I mean, you know, I can't think of anybody any better truth telling than that, Jeff. I want to tell you, man, that is some good stuff right up in there. No good telling me and the world it doesn't happen, because everybody knows it does happen. Mr. Batten was asked why he isolated the sexual grooming of victims in areas such as Rotherham in South Yorkshire as a Muslim crime, and did not condemn other sexual crimes such as those committed by members of the Catholic Church. This is another thing they do, guys. I'll just come off really quickly and say they try to deflect from the point that it is the ideology of Islam that is doing most of this by pointing out other issues. Okay, but Mr. Batten said it's predominantly people who follow that religion who are causing, that religion being Islam, who are causing this problem on a national scale, which is the industrialized sexual exploitation for money and for their own perverted purposes. That happens to be a fact. Oh, yeah. I am happy to condemn pedophilia and child abuse and sexual abuse wherever it occurs. It is reprehensible whoever commits it. Amen. Asked if he still stood by his opinion that Islam is a death cult, he added, here you go, Jeff, study its history for the last 1,400 years and take an impartial look at it, and you might come to that view as well. That's the story, Jeff. What do you think?
Well, there you go. And that is why I like Batten. He says, I mean, I'd like to even have him on the show. I'd like him spend half an hour to explain those points to our audience out there. Because these are the things we talk about week in, week out. And he has the same opinion as ourselves. And also, Mr. Paul Weston, he's the same. He's got the same opinion. He's never going to change his opinion because it is the facts. These are facts. And the trouble is we've got so many people out there with Sky News and all that who cater for the elitist ones out there, and they put their spin and pretend, oh, you can't darken all of them, blah, blah, blah. Well, this ideology is evil, it's dark, and, you know, if people want to follow things like that, then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's just evil. It's just evil. Doug, I want to just mention, Colton's made a couple of comments. I don't like to miss out. He says, I like how the news articles calls Tommy Robinson far right. He said, what bollocks, can't even use the right words. He also goes on to say, all I had to do, this is when we was talking about the situation, the situation of in the country and that. All I had to do is look outside, and I can easily tell my city is already lost. That's
terrible statement.
Moving words, my dear friend, Cole. Colton can't fight back if there's not enough Englishmen left, eh? And then he goes on to say, honestly, they just make you want to go full Nazi on the Muslims, a taste of their own medicine. Let's stop doing all this. If we punish them by injecting pig's blood into their stomach. And I know how he feels. I mean, that might sound very bitter, but I would feel exactly the same. I mean, this is his hometown. And when it's heartbreaking, isn't it, Cole? It's heartbreaking to see that where it's been transformed into, I don't mind me saying it, brother, I don't mean it to attack yourself or the great people where you live, but where Muslims are, they turn any place into a shithole. And sorry for you, buddy, and I know how you feel. And Dave, I'm lucky where I am. Down in Ipswich, further down, there is, it's getting quite bad down there. But where I live, I don't see that. We don't see nothing like that around. But Colleton and all my dear friends who do so, I feel for you, brother. I feel for you and for everybody else. People like Tommy Robinson, Zach, that live through to see grow up and he's seeing his great great Luton turn into an Islamization sort of a town, city, whatever you want to call it. But I do feel for that man. I do feel for you, Cole. Buddy, I think you do as well, David.
Well, I feel for you as well, Colleton. You know, the only thing I would say is that, my own solution for this, and no, again, this doesn't have anything to do with the EDL, is to deport. You know, I don't, as tempting as it is to go violent on the violent, if we did go, as you say, Nazi on them, then we would become like them, because they're the Nazis. Remember, Colleton, that historically, the Mohammedans agreed with the Nazis. The Mohammedans in World War II in the 1930s and like that, they were behind the Nazis. We have to do everything
we remember him very much. He stands out in history books. He was part of the Final Solution. He was the one who Hitler of exactly how to deal with the Jewish situation. Am I right, Dave?
Exactly.
That's right. He was the great Mufti.
You are you are correct, Jeff. But what I really want to get to here is, you know, we have to do everything we can so that we do not become like them, because you know we can't say join us in our struggle of spreading the truth about Islam if we become like them and become violent and do the things that they do. You know, I mean, What separates us from them, it's just like we talked about earlier, Colleton and listeners, is that those of us who follow the Judeo-Christian ideal, you know, prefer to act as, you know, as Jesus would act, or as, the followers of God in the Torah would act. And that is not the way Mohammedans would act. We do not act, you know, through slavery and violence and death, because we're all about life. Colleton, I totally understand where you are. You know, and this is, I'll give you
it's
one.
Also
I'll give you
got
example.
Something else
you
that I'd like to
well,
read out.
Hang on, Jeff.
Please continue, Dave, and I'll read out what he follows up with, okay?
Okay, just give me a second, man. All right. I totally get you, Colleton, because I'm here in the United States of America, and, you know, I walk down the street here, and, you know, the governor of Vermont here has been importing all these Muslims, and I see these women walking behind their husbands like a dog, and that in itself just infuriates me, you know, because I'm used, you know, I grew up around women that, that, you know, worked shoulder to shoulder with their men, and, you know, strong women, you know, that had strong opinions, and they walk beside their men, not behind their men like a dog. So trust me, I definitely have a feeling for you. All I'm saying, man, is we can never, ever become like them. Okay, Jeff, I'm done.
Yeah, no, Dave, I'm glad to hear we say, I just wanted to continue, because it's in his mind, it's in his thoughts, and I think it's only right that we share. He said, when it comes to the jihadists, you have to do everything possible to win. And you'd win by using the religion against them. If they ingest anything to do with pigs, they go to hell. So punish those with pig matter would result in 100% less attacks. He continues, I only shoot using force was a valid tactic due to the seriousness of the enemy. We used to have no problem bombing the hell out of the Nazis to win. So surely it would be correct to do the same to the jihadists.
Oh, it's
a good point there, but Dave, I just want to continue. He says, of course, if given the chance, I wouldn't go full Nazi. You're right. We are British, not savages. Just it really gets to you, right?
It does, man.
He finishes off now that my mo's done. We can carry on, eh? Well done, Carl. Yeah, man.
I do feel
you. Radio shows are for, Dave, aren't they? To where people speak in the chat room.
And it's like I said, man.
But
you know,
well said,
I do understand.
Yeah,
I do understand.
Not everything.
Yeah.
A lot of people would agree, but this is your point of view, mate. This is your point of view, and we understand
his plan has been affected, Dave. He's getting it bad there. I know his text there. It's really pissing.
Yeah. He worries about his kids. He worries about what goes on around him.
Yeah.
And you can't blame the man. You can't blame him.
No. Okay, I don't, Jeff. And you know what? Okay, this is where I'm at with this. Okay, and I've actually had a gentle disagreement with a law enforcement officer, from over here in the States that I know. We were talking about hostage situations where Mohammedans will take hostages. Now, he is for the traditional negotiate with the hostage takers and that kind of thing. And I have come out and still come out saying, you know, we need to do that when that happens. We need to do, if it's a Mohammedan, we need to do the Vladimir Putin thing. Go in totally kinetic, because we know what's going to happen. We know they're going to torture the hostages and all that kind of thing and make everything as miserable as possible. Maybe blow themselves up, maybe not, maybe get killed by the police. So, you know, I gave the argument. No, we just need to go in, guns blazing, you know, and take the guy out because people are going to die anyway. So yeah, Colleton, listen, I do understand
yeah.
your feeling, man. You know, so yeah, but you know, and this is was a good thing, Jeff. You're right. This is why this show is so useful. Because we can talk about these issues and talk about them in a real way, because you'd never get conversation like this on the BBC or Sky News or even, you know, CNN over here in the States. Forget it. You'd never have this kind of a
discussion.
Because
we do the proper thing. We push aside. We like your president. We push political correctness aside and tell the facts how the facts are. Not some sugar-coated way that the mainstream media wants to talk about these things because they're too scared to do anything but that. But we speak out. We speak out against these things. We continue. Nothing's going to stop me unless they shut me down or shut me up, whatever. But nothing's going to stop us doing what we do week in, week out. And thank you, Colleton, for being here and to share with us what's going on. And, you know, just reading what you had to say, I know exactly how things are bad where you are, brother. And I really, really do feel for you. It's like Dave does, and we do understand it. But, Dave, we are, my goodness me, my dear friend, we are down to 10 minutes, the last 10 minutes of the show. highly charged. Show this evening once again, Dave. It's we always wonder how the shows are going to go, don't we, Dave? You know, so we've got a demonstration to it. But Colin, what have you heard about this demonstration in Didsbury? I don't know what you've heard about it, brother. I don't know because I think Colleton, he's up in the Midlands, so I don't know if he's near to this because I think he's in Yorkshire. But we will be. I'll be following. Exactly tomorrow, what's going on? It is the right day. What's it? It's
well,
Monday, the first.
If it's October the 1st, it's Monday.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll be either recording another show myself or putting you know the final touches on one and getting it uploaded. But yeah. You know, and if there is a demonstration of, you know, then God bless everybody, you know, feet on the street in that area. Watch your back.
That's right, Souls Angels and all the supporters of the cause. You know, we're always behind you, and I will be following closely. Anybody's going, anybody at all, and you know my Facebook page. Post anything you want on my page. And I can just move it around to different Facebook pages that I've got. Okay, guys? But it all helps with our calls, doesn't it, Dave? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does, yeah. But yeah, it's been a really good show, really engaging, and that's what I like. And I guess, Jeff, I'll give you my final thoughts since we've got about five-ish minutes coming up on. Please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. I'm available through SHR Media, High Plains Pundit Talk Radio, and the Western Free Radio Network. My show times are Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern. That's 6 p.m. in British summertime. And I put out new shows at midnight on Saturdays. That's 5 a.m. British summertime. And right now, I've got a new one out featuring Kenneth McClinton, the exceptional conservative. Jeff, you like him. He likes you. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good man.
You know,
good man.
Discussing you know, the way back and things like that. It's a good show. And look for Ken, you know, in my show, in a new show in the near future. Going to have to talk to him and touch base because really, really – great guy, a great conservative, and really somebody you want to listen to. So, you know, please check all that out, you know, and the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. And, yeah, you know, again, Jeff, I just want to say before take off. You know, it's been a great show, great work with you, of course, always. And it was great to see Jan on Thursday, and she said she's going to come back the next few Thursdays with us again.
That'd be lovely.
And, you know, Colleton, great comments from you, and thank you for the heads up, Smokey. You know, we'll miss Bob in the chat for sure. Soldiers, angels, and supporters of the cause of the English Defense League and all of the patriots around the world in this struggle.
Amen, Dave.
No, back to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Dave. And you didn't say this, but I'm no surrender. Anyway, just a couple more comments I'd like to say. Smokey says, I agree, Cole. No need to hold back on facts at all. And then Colleton continues, I just consider the Islamists a great that's equivalent to the Nazis, and they should be treated as such. We are at war, and we must do everything possible to win. There you go. And Smokey continues, great. Smokey says it's definitely war. Most politicians and others have their head in the sand and can't see it or say that. So once again, I've got to thank you two guys for some really, really, really great comments. And I'm 100% with your comments, which you said there. We do really feel it, myself and Dave, and of course the EDL as a whole. We all feel what's going on, but I'd like to thank you, Dave, for all the great works you've done today and the scripting and that. And how long have we got? We've got 3 minutes. So once again, thank you, God. People that listen to us across whatever part of the world you listen to us, thank you so much. Thank you for supporting the cause and with what we do. So... yeah, there you go. So I need to get new glasses. I'm really not been out of sea properly tonight, Dave. That's a matter with me, man. But anyway, thank you so much, Dave, for all the great work you do, and a very stimulating show this evening, and great comments by Colleton, Smokey, everybody involved tonight. Thank you so much. With that, we're going to go underground, Dave. Let's go underground. Yeah, cheers, guys. And no surrender. You take it. Guys, you take care. Stay safe. And please be vigilant. No surrender. No surrender. Ever. Here we go, guys. that's the show. That's it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But we say we'll be back again Thursday. Hopefully we'll see Jan Now Tornado join us back this Thursday. So it was great last Thursday to have Jan back. So I look forward to coming back this Thursday and being with me and Dave. But once again, thank you so much, guys. And we'll see you Thursday. This is the English Defence League radio show signing off for tonight. And no surrender. No surrender ever. Good night, guys.